Would you like to detail the last verse a little more, or next verse when we come to it by verse to verse?
All right. Then I wanted to avoid coming again, but now that. All right, one more meeting we can have on this. All right.
One more meeting on?
On the Ishopanishad.
Many more, there's so much left.
No, Ishopanishad, now only a few verses are left, and most of it are covered in a certain sense. By all these expositions, which was quite long, I have.
This doesn't leave us anywhere.
We shall see, We shall see. But I thought that I have explained the question in detail, I have gone round the whole. Long coverage, I covered so much. There has been a lot of confusion in India, you know, for the last 2000 years. Our concepts have been greatly twisted. That's why this Upanishad is very important. It is very striking. It doesn't mince words at all. It's very striking. This Upanishad is therefore like a sword, you know. It cuts across all wrong notions and establishes the truth very clearly. So it is a very important one. In the Gita, that's why Sri Krishna himself says, that the teaching was given earlier, but it was lost. And then Sri Krishna says, I am again now giving it to you. But then afterwards again it has been lost. Even Gita's teaching has been lost.
Explain to whatever point, but not like this.
All right, I'll go now.
You see on Friday, as we have always wanted to.
Friday is what date actually? Pick up the last verse. We will ask for the last verse. Those who know Sanskrit, I shall analyze each word, all right? Agni means O Agni, O fire. Naya means leaves. Supatha means by the right path. Raya means to felicity, to delight. Asman means us. Vishwani Vayunani means all the things that are manifested. Vidwan means the knower. Agni is supposed to be the knower of all things. Because right from the inconscient, Agni has been present to build up everything. Therefore, Agni is also called Jataveda, one who knows all that is born. So Agni is addressed as one who knows all things which are manifested. It is that Agni who is prayed to, asking it to lead us by the good path to the felicity. Yuyodhi means you fight. Asmat, from us. Asmat means from us. Juhuranam means attractive, distracting, tempting. Enaha, the sin. Fight so as to remove from us the attractive sin. Bhuishthante nama uktim videma. Videma means we offer by ordered methods. Bhuishtham uktim. Bhuishtham means the best. Uktim means speech. Nama uktim, the speech of submission. Te means to you, to thee. To the completed speech of submission we would dispose. So I should now read again. O God Agni, knowing all things that are manifested, lead us by the good path to the felicity. Remove from us the devious attraction of sin. To the completed speech of submission we would dispose. There are three things in this prayer. One is that it is a prayer to Agni. Agni is our inner soul. It is also the spirit of the divine will which is manifested in the whole universe. It is Agni which has presided over the whole movement from the inconscient upwards. Therefore, Agni is the secret of all things that are there in the world. Agni therefore knows both what is virtue and what is sin. It has an immediate understanding as to where exactly is the danger, where is the peril, and where is the right path. Therefore, Agni is asked to lead us to the right path, avoiding the path of the sin. That is the second element. To go to the right path and to be liberated from the temptation of the sin. And third thing is that Agni is asked to fight for us. Because Agni is the warrior according to the Veda. Our inner soul is the warrior. He is the leader. He is the real worker. He is the mason who builds. So he is asked to yuyodhi, you fight. So as to remove from us the devious attraction of sin. And it is to that Agni, that submission, nama, submission is made. But submission is made not ordinarily, but in the right order through the path of Yoga Shastra. The entire word vidhi is meant for the right order of the process. It is Agni which knows the right process. It is like the scout in a journey, one who knows all the paths, and we are the passengers, we are the travelers, and Agni is to lead us in the right order. That is why this particular prayer is to Agni. Now the significance of this prayer is understood best when we realize the tangle in which we are involved. And that is where we were last time, before we came to this prayer. We had said that when the mind is manifested in the evolutionary process, then two advantages open up before the individual. Mind has two capacities which are not available at the lower levels of existence. There are two other lower levels of existence, the level of the body and the level of desire and impulses, that is body and life. Mind is at a higher level of development, and mind has these two important capacities which are not available to body and to life. One is that mind has the capacity to become aware of itself, self-awareness. And secondly, mind has the capacity to withdraw from its own movement. It is capable of standing behind. The mind can observe itself. The mind can watch its own thoughts, its movements, although with difficulty, and sometimes it is not capable of it, but this potentiality exists in the mind. When one is very angry, then one may not be able to watch one's anger, because one becomes so much rolled up with the wave of anger that one is not able to withdraw from the movement of anger. But otherwise, in normal moments, we are able to watch ourselves, we can give a good account of what is happening to our mind, and that is a great capacity of the mind which is not available to desires or into the bodily conditions. The body cannot give a good account of itself, the life cannot give a good account of itself, but the mind can give a good account of itself from time to time at least.